As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. Oh, fly, 19 Keys to drink gold water.
Thank God for gold water. Anything gold is good for you. Peace, family, 19 Keys tapping in with you. Today, you're going to be privy to a conversation as things are skyrocketing. This is between me, my brother, Blue Pill is in the room, and also my brother Steve Jones. All right, I hope y'all enjoy the conversation. All right, so right now, Doge is at 75 cent. We hit the whiz, yes sir. I'm only 50K away from my goal.
Away from the goal.
50K away. Now, here's what's going to happen. Right now, if I sell, it's going to dip probably around to 73. I could catch it if I put a limit order in and I buy back in. You know what I'm talking about? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try that. But not selling anything. I'm just going to put a limit order to buy because it always dips when it gets a new all-time high. And right. Then it jumps right back in.
So you have been able to identify a predictable pattern with how this particular stock or this coin fluctuates.
Absolutely. The peaks and valley are nothing but predictive. Here's the thing why technical analysis doesn't work with Bitcoin the same way, though. As my brother Chris Cole explained, you can find market gaps in your dip. It dipped, is at 72. I put my limit order. It just purchased my limit order. I'm going to buy again because it's going to jump right back up. But these are the whales that's selling right now. So the whales are like, ooh, we just hit our marker. Let's sell. They'll get back in and push the market back up because you got the people that want it. So now it's at 70. So that's a big gap between 75 and 70. That's a lot of money to be made right there.
That's a considerable amount of money that could be made.
Yes.
Right. You know, how would you advise people that are just probably getting in? You know what I'm saying? What is the learning curve involved to say? Because this stuff is moving by the millisecond.
See, now it's past my limit order, so I just went in profit. Boom. So if I wanted to, I can sell now, keep that profit, and just put it in my pocket. So
how can it keep up when it's lightning speed like that?
The same way we watch TV, we should watch crypto, right? You have to put time in. My brother Chris Cole broke down to me understanding order flow, right? Yeah. And once you start to understand order flow, you get into an intuitive sense of the market. Your brain is always processing all the information that's in front of it all the time. What you look at and what you observe from external cues create your controls, right? Your behavior mechanisms. So you start behaving in a way based on these rules. So your brain starts to set up rules. It starts to understand the behavior of it by analyzing everything. Oh, it goes up and down. It records every session that you watch. So it starts to clock it. That's what we do, what scientists believe in. Science is nothing but rules. Right, for life, right? It's the same thing when you're learning rules for cryptocurrency. And each algorithm of each coin is different. But especially if you're studying the surrounding t- tokenomics, right? And the tokenomics is talking about the broader spectrum of,
the things that go into driving price or driving hype.
Driving hype, yes, sir. And the actual use case of it, where does it actually have real use? This one has more use in the mind and in the feeling and in behavior science, right? So if I'm studying the science of Dogecoin, I'm studying the science of how people behave through news, and news is environment. Social media is an environment, and environment controls nature, which controls behavior. Then you know how people are going to behave to reward and rules.
That's the ecosystem. That's tokenomics.
Yes.
All of the variables that go into driving or fluctuating this particular coin, which is tied into people's emotions.
Yeah, that's exactly what tokenomics was built off, behavior modification.
So for somebody just beginning, there's no specific coin to focus on.
Well, the top coin is always Bitcoin. Everything else is called an altcoin. So it's an alternative coin, right? Bitcoin was the first coin started by Satoshi Nakamoto. You understand me? He put out a white paper and his thesis of what it was for, and it was for a decentralized control over your own banking system, right? The banking system has these mechanisms on where they control money, buy and sell, right? They put these instruments on it, and now you have that same power to do it yourself. So you have microeconomics to where you can, or microeconomies to where you can handle your own economics, right?
Right.
So,
by way of the blockchain.
By the way of the blockchain. And the blockchain is a place where it verifies everything, right? It's the source of all your transactions, making sure that they verify digital and they're not fraudulent.
Digital ledger.
It's a digital ledger. And that one is verified by nodes, or where computers actually verify the transactions that's happening and decode them, because it's cryptic. It's cryptocurrency, right? So without going into the high science, because somebody might say, okay, that's still 12th grade, right? Let's bring it down to third grade. It's independent banking, right? And I want to say independent because I think that word registers with women better, right? We men can understand sovereign. You go into the more intellectual side of thinking and you start talking sovereign, but independent is a language that's very more so for women.
Right, they get that.
Right, and this is the issue that's been why 1 in 14 wallets are held by women, is because the language has not been centered towards women adoption, right? So independent meaning that you possess the power over your own money and your own banking. You control it. You control the rules of where it's transferred, where it goes, where you store your wallet, how you move. You can control tax evasions and many different things that happen. So you control your own behavior, and you can customize your behavior by utilizing the infrastructure of blockchain and cryptocurrency, right? And tokenomics is supposed to assist us in having better behavior towards money. It's supposed to reward society by designing this. And tokenomics is just token and economics, right?
Right. Economics of token.
Right. And this comes from, white psychologists and studying behavior modification. So you always want to get to the root of things, right? If you go get into the branch of things. And so we observe first, what you want to do with anything, you want to analyze, right? And once you analyze it, you're studying the facts of it, right? That's cognitive science. It's knowledge by description, right? You're sitting there learning it. Then you want to describe it. What is it, right? And that's why I'm talking about it's an economy, right? You've been analyzing already, observing it. People have been telling you how much money they've been getting it. You've been seeing on social media. You've been seeing celebrities get in it. So your analytical mind is now studying this, whether you know it or not, because it's becoming so frequent in your environment that it's now controlling your behavior, right? So most people don't realize that they have a certain parameter where you see it enough times, you're going to buy in, right? You might even realize that you may have seen it 600 times already.
Playing it on your subconscious mind.
Right. And the more it gets deep rooted, it has real estate in your mind. Now it lives there. Now it has a whole frequency to control a behavior in a drive setting.
So is that what inspires FOMO?
Yeah. Well, FOMO is inspired by the feeling.
Can you explain to them?
So FOMO is the fear of missing out, right? And this is how many things are sold. It's the scarcity model, right? Oh, it's not that many. People don't like to be the first. They don't like to be the last. The people that's usually the first are people who are not driven by emotions in that particular manner. They like to be the revolutionaries, right? They jump on in. And then you have the people that are word of mouth, right? you get the word of mouth people, and then that's FOMO. And the 2 second classes, right? The word of mouth and the people, when it becomes so standard that everybody has to get in. That's when you're controlled by it once it's standard. Word of mouth is more FOMO. Like, oh, snap, you said you made $100,000. I got to get in too. It's not a bad thing. It's just that you still want to have more control over yourself. We think we have control. We don't. So what you want to do is you want to analyze, what am I feeling? Because your feeling explains your behavior, mm-hmm. right? So when you ask people, why is everybody buying Dodge? It's because the feeling that's being curated around Dodge, it is revolutionary. It may be the new currency of the future. I could become a millionaire. I've seen other people make money, right? I'm happy for them. Makes me happy for me. I think I can jump in. I'm experiencing it through data and through analyzing it. So now you want to jump in because you know the rules to follow. The rule is, yo, you should buy Dodge, right? So you buy Dodge, you make some money. Your new rule is that, damn, if I buy Dodge, I make money. You start to follow rules based on punishment or reward, right? So some people are repelled to things when they get in. They didn't make money. I'm not jumping back in. The punishment created a new rule in your mind. So you're ruled by behavior, you understand me, in environment, which creates rule, right? And which creates the circumstances and the consequences of your real life and the way you live. So it's going laced from interpreting behavior from, you know, inside perspective and looking at outside cues is why people are buying it. And this is why technical analysis doesn't work that well on something like this, because it's not being traded, it's being bought, right? People are buying Doge. It doesn't have practicality when it comes to utility, but it has practicality when it comes to adoption, right? People are adoption. The rule is, if I buy something, I make money. We, since we were children, since we were babies, we have been groomed to follow rules. Mm-hmm. We have been told what to think, what to do. This is why children, they want to, but children want to experience. The child in you wants to experience. So knowledge by experience is what take place, you understand me, in an organism when it's exposed and induced to different behavior. So a child say, no, let me get that. I want to do it myself. Because we naturally want to learn from experience. So everybody has to jump in, even though somebody might say, I don't get into Doge. No, they go jump in. I want to experience this for myself. I want to see what would happen if I get in. I don't just want to be cognitive and just watch it and experience knowledge through description. No, you want to jump in. So this is how I analyze behavior. You understand me? And I understand the function, right, of cryptocurrency.
That's so consistent. I at least got 15 calls this mm-hmm. week, and there was a variance of every single thing that you said to me, mm-hmm. what somebody said to me. Mm-hmm. I don't just want to sit by and just keep watching this shit. I got to get in. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's like, they want to experience it themselves. Right,
so for the people who only just jump in, which platform would be easier for them to understand and jump in? Like from crypto to Natex, or which platform?
So that's a great question. Yes. From crypto, because Natex deals with futures, right? Let's say you can trade on something like TradeStation. It'll give you money for holding it, but you don't want to do that because you don't own the crypto, right? And then every time you exchanging it, you take profit, which gives you a tax event, so the tax man want to come and take his money. You can do something on Robinhood. I still trade on Robinhood just because I'm moving a lot of my currency. Most of the currency that's on there, I actually made it on Robinhood. So I'm not putting any more money on there. I'm just trading on the native platform that I got the original money from. But you don't own it there unless they, you know, upgrade their system to allow you to send your crypto to a wallet, which I haven't seen any plans in the future, but it may happen because what the people want, the company must do if they want to expand. But Coinbase is the top, right, trading platform that makes it easy for people to jump in. The UI on Coinbase is very easy, even though it's still not one that, you know, the true Bitcoiners, the true holders like, right? Binance would be a good one. You can jump on Binance. You have to get what they call a Proton VPN mail, which essentially, or just Proton VPN, what essentially that allows you to do is to stream your internet address from a different country, because they don't allow it in the US, right? So let's say you can be somewhere in Brazil. It says your computer is in Brazil, so you can get access to Binance. You have to go through verification, address, all of those different things. But now you got access to be able to trade it. They got rewards. They got all kind of stuff in the ecosystem of Binance. And they adopt any cryptocurrency that is popular. So if it's popping right now, they're going to jump on it. That's their business model. So that's a cool place to go. You have Clever Wallet, Trust Wallet, and people are going to ask, well, is it good to have so many different wallets? There's no problem with that because every platform doesn't have every coin. Right. So if you want to take the opportunities of cryptocurrency and find some of these coins that are initial coin offerings, the ICOs, and you want to get in early when they're under pennies, then you may have to get different platforms, right, to switch your wallet out. And a lot of this, you may think is high level. This is very entry level conversation. You understand me? For people to tap in with it. And the reason I say that is because there's a lot of information and there's a lot of studying that goes into this of which coins can swap for other coins. Can Ethereum swap? Why is this better than Bitcoin? What's the utility of it? Right? Like Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, those are the three OGs.
Yeah. Okay. My next question is, for example, if I had crypto and made profit in Binance and I wanted to trade it and turn it all to Bitcoin, mm-hmm. How would I go about doing that?
So say that question one more time, please.
If I was making profits off of the different, different coins from coins. Binance and whatnot. The plan would be, the end goal would be to turn it all to Bitcoin or to keep going?
So on Binance, well, you don't have to put it in Bitcoin, but Bitcoin, is also one of those things. It's a rule of cryptocurrency. You understand me? That Bitcoin is the god of cryptocurrency. Right. And Bitcoin is set to go to 100,000, 200,000, right? Bitcoin is still not 100% done. You got another, 2000 and what's the year Bitcoin is done mining?
2041?
Yeah, something like 2041. Yeah. So Bitcoin has a lot of time before the last Bitcoin is mined. Right. You understand me? So what you want to do is...
Explain that it was programmed to create only but so many Bitcoins. So the window or the ceiling that's left for that, I think is about... What, a 20-year window or something left?
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel me?
And
there'll be no more made.
It's not even enough Bitcoins for every millionaire in the world. So every millionaire won't even own a whole Bitcoin, which is a good thing. The scarcity is what drives up the price, because what it allows it to do is to say that everybody doesn't even have to own a whole Bitcoin, right, to be rich in the future. You can own a percentage.
Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying?
Which is called a Satoshi.
Yeah, you can own a bit of it.
And Satoshi is like because Bitcoin is fungible, right? So you get into the NFTs, fungible, meaning that you can trade one Bitcoin for another. They got the same equal value, right? And the Satoshi is like the pennies of a dollar,
right?
It's what make up the Bitcoin, right? You can own a whole Bitcoin or you can own bits of a Bitcoin called Satoshis, right? So let's say if you got 500 to 1,000 Satoshis, then you can be considered in that quintile of a person that can probably be middle class, right, when it comes to currency in the future. So it's like, this is why it's important that each person should at least own $500 to $1,000 of Bitcoin, store it, sit it, forget it. Just leave it there for future wealth. And it's not for you. Here's the thing,
it's a generation.
Yeah, it's generational. You're not buying the Bitcoin to spend it. You're buying the Bitcoin to pass it down. So, it's an asset.
This question is for the people who's going to ask the question. How much money do they need to start investing into crypto?
Well, you don't need a lot of money to start. Like I said, you can start with whatever you can afford. You can just put it into cryptocurrency because you don't have to. You can buy partial amounts of all cryptocurrency. You don't have to buy a full.
I'll give you my story. On or about the time that, he made his play with Doge, I think it was the beginning of February, he called me. He was like, "You got any Doge?" And I didn't. You know what I'm saying? But instead of keeping him on the phone and yo, I went and started doing my research, and something happened at the same time simultaneously. These young brothers in the community had started something called the Biggest Crypto Play Ever, and I was able to start in that system with $40, right? So I went and I bought $40 worth of an altcoin called Tron, TRX, right? And in less than a week, that $40 had turned into almost $400, right? Because I had, it was a referral system. I brought a few people in, and I started making money. And then, you know, less than a week after that, it had doubled again, because now the actual asset, which is Tron, went from like 2 cent to 4 cent, from 4 cent to, you know, it just kept going up. So I'm seeing all of this funds generate. You know, I just started with $40, but I had saw all of that particular profit. Then I'm starting to learn other aspects of trading. So now somebody taught me about a system called KuCoin, where now I'm able to go into a Bitcoin, I mean a crypto futures market. So I took the money out of Tron, I took half of it, and I went into KuCoin, and I started trading in that. And that started doubling. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's just all of these
so different. So now you have two different branches markets working for you.
Mm-hmm. And this is passive. So this is always the one that I started with $40 is always making money. Even though I pulled money out, that money made itself back. Now I'm over here making active money in an active market.
Right.
That's volatile. You know what I'm saying? So my passive money is paying for my active. You feel me?
People want to know, like, purchasing power. What can you purchase using crypto? Because I know you can purchase houses. Yeah. Anything that you want to purchase, you can purchase it with crypto. But, you know, of course, some people don't know this. They want to take their money out and turn it back to fiat money.
Mm-hmm.
So explain to the people the difference.
So you want to keep it in cryptocurrency. You're working backwards. You understand me? If you're trying to take your crypto and put it into fiat. Cryptocurrency is performing so well right now is because the belief in the dollar is trembling, right? During the last recession, the dollar actually strengthened because people are always looking for places for a storehouse of value, right? Let's say if you got $1 billion and the dollars go down by 40%, right? That means that 40% of your wealth just was lost. So wealthy people are always trying to find places to put their money in that maintains the value. Historically, gold was the best place to put it. Right. Gold maintains the value. It has intrinsic value, meaning it never goes down to zero or something you own. Right. And it continues to go up over time. It's what actually backed the dollar in the first place.
Ability to appreciate.
Exactly. So with that, then you go into the fact that keeping it into cryptocurrency keeps it away from the IRS in a certain sense, because let's say you buy it at $200, right? And it goes up 14,000%, and now it said 60,000, right? Well, when you take that out, that's called capital gains. So now they're going to tax you on a profit that you gained from the capital that you put in, right? So they're taxing you on the 60,000 instead of, right, the 200. So instead, you keep that 200 in there, and then you transfer it to different cryptocurrencies, or you're buying things with the cryptocurrency, right? So you don't want to realize the profit. You understand me? So keeping it in the cryptocurrency world, the reason that it was even popularized in the first place is because it's decentralized. And decentralized means that the banks don't own it decentralized. Right.
So think about it like this. You're freezing water.
Right.
You're not going to drink ice. You know what I'm saying? But now you got the water trapped up in a different, you know, for the lack of a better term, asset class. It's ice, but it's still water. But it's frozen.
And remember, you're not doing it for you, it's generational wealth.
Facts.
Frozen exactly. For generations.
Right.
So facts.
It's swelling, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's retaining that particular water, and it's just getting bigger and bigger.
Mm.
But, you know, when your family needs some water, they know how to throw the ice out.
That's a fact. That's a fact. My whole family right now is on a text link going crazy. You understand me? Dodge is up. Dodge to the moon. You know what I mean? Like, I can go back in a text message way before Dodge was booming, telling everybody, buy some Dodge, and kind of getting ignored because they don't really understand it. It seems too difficult to just go download the app. And that's the thing, right? Those are the rules, right? The rules are you create rules in your mind for behavior, and it designs the way you interact with things. Well, if I get on that, they will ask me for this. I don't want to do it. That's a punishment. I'm not going to do it. the reward has to be bigger in your mind. Wait a minute, 50,000, 10,000, 100,000. You start thinking about the desires, the things that's connected to it, what you can get with it. You got a new rule in your head, changes your behavior. So you always want to think about, you know, how are you being designed, and what can influence better behavior is a better environment. So your environment becomes the people who tell you, no, this is actually good. Changing place, people, environment, things that control, you understand me, your behavior and how you move. So that's why people can be influenced, and people are influenced to do everything. Like, even in this conversation, I'm speaking in a certain way because I'm speaking to my brother Blue Pill and my brother Steve. I've been knowing y'all for a long time, which is going to set me at ease to speak in a certain way, right? In a different environment, I will explain things in a different way just because my behavior is going to have me adjusting to different rules. So what is your rule towards money and behavior? What makes you scared? Why do you buy? Why do you get into things? Why don't you get into things? How do you react to things that go up or go down? Right? What are your fears? Those are all connected to how you interact with the market. Why haven't you jumped into the market, figure out what are the top 10 coins, spread some money in there, you understand me, and let your investment grow, right? Is the fear of the risk of not understanding, is it the ignorance? Well, I don't get it, so I won't invest in it. Yet you take the same $1,000 because you understand the rule of interacting with shoes, right? Clothes, buying sex, cars, jewelry, any other thing, and say, well, the rule is I spend this, I'm satisfied. I know I'm not going to get anything from it per se. You understand me? But I know what I'm getting from it, right? Right. It's a feeling I'm getting.
A false sense of gratification.
So should people jump into crypto with an end goal of, you should know whether you want to just make a profit or be rich or become wealthy?
It's always wealth.
Wealth.
Always wealth. So like, let's say something like Doge, right? The story about Doge is people, the people that most likely are telling people they're not going to get in it, but they're talking about it, they're most likely in it. But they're not going to put their reputation in it, right, in case it falls. They're going to go with their regular rules when it comes to risky, you know what I mean, investments. They're going to say, well, I don't know how it works. I'm not going to change my whole thesis for something that's global FOMO, right? So they're going to continue to behave and talk about this risky asset in the same way they talk about all the other ones, because that's their rule of behavior, right? When it even goes against it, they're excited like everybody else to say that if I continue to go with my behavior, then the punishment is I miss out on everything, right? I miss out on the upside of a coin going up 11,000% while I'm continuing to follow my same rules because I'm a technical thinker and this is my behavior. So even the people that want to build wealth are still stuck by their rules. So most people go for riches. Let me get a quick dollar. So with Dodge, what you can do is you can take the money that you gain from Dodge and put it into a coin that you do understand. You understand that the market can go two ways, up and down. So as the peaks and valleys of the market go up and down, you buy it and then you're selling it to somebody else that just now wants to get in, right? You got in early. You used to be that other person that's reacting. So once you change your mindset and the way you behave with these things, you now become the seller instead of the late buyer. You understand me? So when you become the seller, now you start to build wealth, right? But you always want to go in with a plan. So the reason that I've been able to adjust the way that I go into the market, because I've lost a lot of money in the market. But my behavior is I don't have fear, right, of the risk. So I'm down 100K, but I also made that 100K in the market. But I was down 40K when I put in my own money first starting off. I'm trading options, stocks, crypto. Didn't really know what I was doing, but I'm going in there to learn by experience. I got to taste test it. I got to test the texture of it.
This is like a lifetime learning journey. So you have to focus your attention. Yeah. And that's probably, now I see why a lot of women is not in tune with crypto, because the time, you know, people have to juggle that, you know, their everyday right. life, kids, working and whatnot, so they don't have the time to get in. But so what would be some advice to women who press for time?
Well, this would be my advice for women who press for time, and really anybody who press for time, and that's to make it. Time is wealth. That's what the exact thing that you're doing it for, right? So you get to analyze. That's why we start with analyze. Is it worth it, right? And the question becomes, is it worth it? And how do you know if it is worth it? Well, let's interact with it and see what everybody else is doing with it. right? Let's start to describe it. Well, it's something that acts in a nature that is building riches and wealth. It has made, as my brother Blue Pill told me, over 2,000 millionaires, right? In 2 weeks. So when you're talking about something like that and you start to describe the nature of it and you look at it, that everybody up until this day, right, got into it, no matter what time you had got into it, had made some money. Now, you got to sell at some point in time with something like this that's a risky asset. But the question becomes is where is it going to go? So let's say you talked about time management, and I want to stay on point with the time management, right? Because with anything, you have to make time, right? So when you do and you assess your lifestyle, right, they got podcasts on it. They got YouTubes on it, right? They have every day you can take 30 minutes, right? You got a lunch break. What are you doing? You gossiping. That's your behavior. That's your rules. I get a lunch break. This is my break. This is my vacation from work for a second. I need escapism. When you make the education, your escapism is different. Or if you don't have no time at all, here's your plan. Go look at the top trending cryptos. Go look at the new cryptos, right? You can go to CoinGecko, right? You can go look at a few other sites. And you go take, let's say, 10% of your portfolio or 20%. So it could be $1,000. It could be $2,000. It could be $500. And you go spread it across those coins. Set it and forget it. Because what you want to do when you don't have time is long-term hold, right? So as I was explaining strategies, I want to go in for a price or I want to go in for a time. If I'm going in for a price, what I'm doing is saying that, okay, I want to make $1,000 with this coin, right? So now my strategy is attached to my vision. So every behavior that I do, my rule is to make sure I get to this $1,000, mm-hmm. right? If I go in with a time, I'm saying, well, I'm going to hold this for 3 months and see what it do. So I'm not checking back and forth all the time. Right. I might check month to month, or I can do what they call average cost buying, average dollar cost. Right. To where every month on a certain particular time, I'm buying the same amount. Right. And on a lot of these sites, you can set it. Right. So therefore, well, regardless of the price is fluctuating, I'm catching the average price. Right. So these are three different ways that you can get into it. And you can automatically just go. We don't have to make this thing so exciting and so crazy. Just interact with it the same way you go to a restaurant every Saturday or every Sunday. You have certain behaviors. Have behavior towards and wealth.
Yeah. You can link up with people who are so interested into getting into crypto.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We got BWO. We got a whole Discord channel where our students discuss it every single day. Like, they're in it right now talking about cryptocurrency, which ways I should get into it, what coin, and helping each other. So if you join the community, anytime you're interested, you get to jump back in, look at the community. What are they talking about? You get picks and signals. Like, everybody right now should be a part of a community. Here's my saying on this, and this is what I want people to remember, right? Everybody has to go through it. Nobody has to go through it alone, right? I would love to be the one that say, I'm glad you listen, but I hate to be the one that say, I told you so.
And, you know, what I also noticed, you know, the thing, I had to make time, right? Because I wasn't making time for myself. So,
right.
You know, like he said, it's that sting. You know what I mean? Where you like, look, I can no longer afford to continue to miss out. I had to make time for myself. What I noticed with Wall Street Bets, they had a community, right? They were a social network as opposed to a social media. You feel me? Our people are involved with social media for entertainment. You know, they're lining up right now to see Mandingo wrestling, whatever else.
Whoa. Who's doing Mandingo wrestling? Whoa. Pause.
You know,
who is these people, Blue, you talking about?
When the leaders clash in our community, you know,
oh, okay, yeah. They trying to see the Umars versus the Kevin Samuels.
Yeah, but, you know, they showed us that in Django, you know, that aspect of how people that sit around and watch two men clash, you right. know what I'm saying? And that's entertainment. People show up for that, you feel me? But social networks is like, yo, we're going to get together and network and share ideas and concepts and information. And I seen them doing that with Wall Street Bets, and I'm like, Why as a community we can't do that? We always in one another's business.
Correct.
So why we can't share stock tips? Why we can't share information and signals?
Why we can't create healthy habits?
Why we can't create healthy habits? So that was what was most attractive to me at the time with BWO was doing, you know what I'm saying, in smaller communities, which makes larger communities, but we were able to now turn the social media into a social network.
Facts. And Bruh says something important. He say, you know, changing our behavior. Like, that's why, you know, you may have not heard somebody go at subjects the way I go at subjects, right? It's because I'm always trying to get to the underlying truths of it, right? People are always going to the reactionary aspect of it. You understand me? But I want to know what is the root. And if you can understand the concept, you understand me? Then you can focus on the details. But concept formation is important because it gives you more power over the thing that's controlling your behavior. You understand me? And so this is why when I'm studying something, I'm not looking just for a graph. I might throw that in there. I might look at a graph, as my brother Chris Cole teaches, and find some market gaps. You understand me? Study it. Let my mind interpret the information, analyze it, understand the rules to follow. You understand me? And the consequences of real life as I engage with it. But for me, I want to understand the social, you understand me, psychology, the behavior modification of it, because I want to know, why do people buy? What makes it valuable? These, like, I listen to the questions all day. And it's like, if you knew, you understand me, this psychology, then you would understand the tool, or not the tool, but the result, right, of understanding the psychology, right, which is Doge. It's understanding the human mind. While everybody is trying to evaluate the stock from the wrong premise.
Right.
Don't look at it as a stock, number one. But this cryptocurrency, what gives it value? Human belief. Human behavior. Right? Social currency.
Right. It again, at the onset of Wall Street Bets exposing Wall Street with the particular stock, which was GameStop, they showed you what? That you can manipulate markets, right? With hype, with psychology, you know what I'm saying? You can finesse them, or they exposed the fact that the markets have always been finessed, right? But now it was in the hands of the people in terms of saying we're in control of the levers instead of us being the people at the bottom of the toilet bowl always getting flushed on. So Doge kind of like came out of that same situation. You feel me? Where they're exposing and saying, if you keep telling me that fiat ain't real, if you keep telling me that these markets are manipulated, what makes this any different? Right? If you're telling me that money's a joke anyway, then here goes a crypto that's a joke. Why should it operate any different?
Because you're in control. People are,
yeah.
Well, you're in control. In crypto, you are in control 100% of your money.
You're along for the ride.
Right.
It's a fight. It's a war. I mean, this is a currency war. Like, every big bank, I was just listening to a guy named Hobbs. I think his name Hobbs. Forget. Chubbs, Hobbs, something like that. Bubs. But he say, you know, every bank is into market manipulation, currency manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. Now, if we live in a world where the normal rule is currency manipulation by big banks, wouldn't you want to have the ability to manipulate your own currency and your own rules? You understand me? Like, it only makes sense. This is why it appeals to men, because men naturally want power.
Right.
Even though testosterone levels are increasingly low, and testosterone is what make men want power. You know what I'm talking about? But those who take gold water over here and sports moss, they naturally function to their balance, and they most likely go be into crypto more because they want anything that gives them more power. So when men hear that less control that other men, because when you talk about the banks, you're talking about men who built institutions, which are tools of control for power over the future in time. They say, well, damn, I want to control my time right now. So cryptocurrency makes sense if it gives me sovereignty. It's decentralized. People didn't know what their decentralized was, but we knew that it was an important enough word that meant more power, more freedom. Right. Even if it's this. And here's the most important thing about freedom, because in reality, we don't have freedom because we're controlled. Right. And not that it's just controlled by people per se, but we're controlled by institutions. We're controlled by emotions. We're controlled by environment.
But what we love the most is the feeling of freedom. Anything that provides the feeling of freedom, human beings will go after.
Yes.
Right? So men want the feeling of freedom. Women want the feeling of security. You understand me? Right. And so when you talk about the security and you're teaching a woman that, so that, which is why women don't mind the bank as much as men, right? Because the bank seems to provide security until you expose the world to them and the underlying issues that come along with the banking system is that you're less secure, actually. It's predatory. You understand me? And then when you expose that thinking, you say, whoa, wait a minute. I was ignorant into feeling secure, mm-hmm. right? And now you realize that it's only your ignorance that made you feel secure. And the more knowledge you get, the more insecurity actually comes up.
Right.
So then you say, okay, well, how do I get security again? Right. So you sell cryptocurrency model to men when it comes to power. You sell it to women when it comes to security, right? And you have to change the language in the way that you go about it. And everybody's trying to sell it to everybody else with the same language. But that's not what prompts behavior. It's not what prompts drive. This is why I teach selling infinite sales strategy. Communication is important. Who has time to think all this? They say, Keith, well, you know, you called yourself the greatest thought leader in the world. I see what you're doing over there. But who has time to go through all of these nuances? But you understand that when psychologists set new paradigms for the human mind, it creates a whole blueprint in which institutions use to control worlds. So once they learn, say, wait a minute, human beings can be controlled like this? This is a new design? This is a new mind frame? Okay, this is new neuroscience? They're studying the mind for one reason, control. It's not for the human enlightenment. You don't have these big backers of billions of dollars giving science all of this money because they're just solely interested in science of coming up with new ways to understand right. life.
Capitalism can't control by leaving things to chance.
Absolutely not.
You understand?
Correct.
So it has to be market manipulation, especially for people who are insecure about the probability of potentiality or all these other things.
Facts.
They can't afford that.
Facts.
You feel me? They have to be in control, but give you the illusion that, you know, you're the one driving it, you know, you behind the wheel. And the car's automated all along.
Facts. See, right. this is why we created the BWO, because I understand institutional power. And the BWO is an institution, right, that gives you the education and access in the community. The education and access in the community is the most important aspect of the BWO. To have people that are teaching you, people that you are learning with, and people that you can grow and go with, right? It's an interdependent system of students and teachers all working together for the same goal, and that's to build wealth and power, right? And so, you know, I think that I want a lot of people to just take a step back and go listen to this a few more times. You won't understand everything from the beginning, right? But the more you listen to it, your brain is making connections on what is the concept that's being said. Then I want you to stop, take notes, and I want you to study and focus on the details of what's being taught. This is going to allow your brain to make connections to where you can learn it, you understand me, and it becomes deeper into your long-term thinking, right? Now, do not think that, oh, I've listened to one podcast, I'm ready to go. This is how a lot of us have commitment issues. Yeah. Like, no, there's another 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000 hours. And if you think that that is a lot and that sounds stressful, think about your commitment to entertainment already. You've committed 50,000 hours to Netflix. You've committed 50,000 hours to AMC. You've committed 15,000 hours to Pornhub, to the blunt, to the wine bottle, to this girl you keep chasing. She don't even want to your broke ass.
Lounge every Saturday.
But so ask yourself, what is more beneficial to you? That if you change certain behaviors in your life, you change certain environments in your life, then it influences you with a different set of rules that builds wealth. And what we're trying to get you to is rulership. It's slaveship to ownership to rulership. And then we live above it all, and that's the mothership, right? So as you understand this relationship that you have in life, towards your behavior as you move upward, you can have the power. You understand me? So continue to grow, continue to learn, join the BWO so that you can really get more of this education. We can teach you about all the things that we didn't get to cover here today. You understand me? You can learn about the crypto picks. You can learn about different strategies, the fat lady strategy, how to trade cryptocurrency and make profits. You understand me? Easy ways to understand it. I will continue to deliver and give information, but there's way more than cryptocurrency in the BWO. There's opportunities to get funded learning stocks, options, futures. You learn digital real estate. You learn infinite sales strategy. You understand me? You learn behavior modification. You learn the science and psychology. You learn content creation. You understand me? You learn the science of attention. You learn infinite banking systems. You understand me? Wealth strategies. I mean, it's a lot that goes into it, right? We even have a BWO fitness to where every Saturday you want to be able to tune in. You understand me? And you can even get your body right. Because as you're learning, exercise is a good activity to keep the brain young. You understand me? Distract you so you can actually put the information into your long-term thinking. So we're thinking about a whole roundabout community and a lifestyle change because we want to modify your environment so it modifies your behavior to the rules of wealth. I hope you enjoyed this podcast on cryptocurrency. And remember, currency is a current. You understand me? You have to be current to be in the current. That means that what's happening in the now. Electrify yourself with the knowledge of truth and information and activate it once you make that connection on how it's going to be useful to you. I'm 19 Keys. We tapping in.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.